Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're sharing the power of pausing to reflect on the blessings in marriage.
And there's a quote from Willie Nelson that says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." And I think as we focus on that in today's episode, it's remembering that that is an opportunity to turn your life around when you do start counting those blessings. And, you know, as we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show, we really want to get into a place where we are celebrating what you guys do. That's why we start every show with a hug. Mm-hmm. A hug is really an opportunity for us to chance to celebrate what you're doing, the breakthroughs that you have, your transformation. And this hug comes from a message that was shared with us that says, "My husband and I have been together for 5 years, married for almost four, and have struggled for almost all of it. When I got pregnant with our first daughter, our sexual intimacy disappeared, and all the negative emotion that went along with that caused huge cracks in our other five pillars as well. We had another daughter 18 months later, and things just got worse after that. I was fighting the sexless marriage issue so hard that I didn't even realize we were disconnected in every area of our marriage. And the lack of intimacy was a symptom, not the issue." Just pause real quick. I love that line. The lack of intimacy is a symptom. It's not the issue. She goes on to say, "Our therapist recommended your podcast after we almost got divorced this summer, and it has truly been a godsend. It has helped us to have conversations around topics we couldn't comfortably bring up with each other, identify all the different types of intimacy we never knew existed, and address issues in all six pillars. Prayer, therapy, and this podcast have allowed us to take a marriage that was hanging on by a thread and turn it into a marriage with good communication, intentionality, and a reignited love for each other. Thank you for everything you do."
You know, the title of this episode is called Blessings Upon Blessings. And, you know, thank you to that therapist.
Because that's a blessing. Huge thank you.
That's a blessing, right? You know, we say it so often. This isn't the Tony and Elisa show. This is the one family. And when each of us stand up, we can be a blessing in our marriage, in our family, in our community. And so, as Elisa said, thank you to this therapist for recommending the podcast, and for you, for stepping out in faith, being intentional, taking action. You know, the sky's the limit. We're constantly growing. We're constantly learning. So let's do it this week.
Absolutely. And this week, or this episode, is being released Thanksgiving week of 2023. And you know, it's a week that's focused on gratitude and blessings and thankfulness. And, you know, you got turkeys everywhere and all of this kind of stuff. And every year this week, we have done an episode around gratitude, blessings. So this is actually our 14th, which is crazy to say out loud. It's our 14th Thanksgiving week episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I love about that quote from Willie Nelson, which I don't know that I've ever quoted Willie Nelson on the episode. But when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around, and really getting into this place of saying, you know what, do we take that time to stop and count our blessings? Do we get so wrapped up in, you know, especially like this week, the turkeys and the stuffing and, you know, how many pies have to be made and where all the relatives are staying and all this kind of stuff. Do we get so wrapped up in that? Plus, well, you know what, the Black Friday sales and Christmas shopping, and what about the Christmas cookies and 22 Christmas programs and parties and things like that, that we forget just how blessed we are.
Although I will say, our Black Friday sale coming up, it's going to be a blessing to your spouse.
Well played, Tony. Well played. Well played.
I'm just saying, it can be a blessing to your spouse.
100%. But, you know, as we As we jump into this episode, mm-hmm. One of the special things that Tony and I have done for the last 14 years in various ways this week is take time to really reflect mm-hmm. on what it is that we're grateful for, what we've seen over the course of the year, because it's not just words for a podcast. It's not just like, oh, we get to November and we're like, great, you know, whatever episode comes out the fourth week, Thanksgiving week, that's going to be our gratitude. We do know that. But it's actually the intentional act mm-hmm. of pausing and reflecting, of writing it down, of being in that place of saying, what are our blessings? What is that gratitude? Because it impacts you on a physiological level mm-hmm. when you stop and think, where have I been blessed?
Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
And I think this year, out of all of our years, is going to be more impactful for two reasons. One, you've been doing your 5-year journal thingy.
Oh, yes. The one line a day journal.
The one line a day journal, which I can put a link here in the episode notes if anybody wants to check that out. And then on the other side of it, I've been doing and being consistent with my I am statements. And my I am statements end every night with best thing, mm-hmm. which I've shared is basically my gratitude for that day, be it personal and in business. And I think you and I being more intentional this year is going to make this time of us just sharing what we are grateful for, what the blessings are and have been in our lives over this year. I think it just makes it so much more just impactful, because it's not just something that we've just come to do, which we've done in the past,
sure.
and it's still amazing, but it's taken me more time to sort of think through it, because it's like, oh my gosh, what am I grateful for mm-hmm. this year? What am I thankful for? Where this time it was easier to look back and go, oh wow, there were so many that I can just look back in and go, wow, I am blessed because of that. You know, I am thankful for Elisa because of that. So,
So you are thankful for me today, because last night, you guys, when he was prepping, I was being a little ornery. He wasn't feeling so thankful.
She was being very ornery. So, and I, excuse me for my voice. I got a little bit of a cold, and so my voice is a little raspier today than most weeks. But why don't we get into it like we usually do, and we can share our gratitude, our thankfulness, our blessings, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. That part of it doesn't matter. What matters is your posture. Mm. How are you coming to the table? How are you coming before your spouse and sharing this? Where's your heart? Where's your mind? Where's your spirit? That's what matters. Because you can just say something to your spouse and it could mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Our emotional intimacy, right? It's our verbal and nonverbal communication. And we can just say something and be flippant about it. And that nonverbal communication speaks volumes. And yet when we really mean it from the heart, from the spirit, our spouse can feel that. And so I really believe it's our posture in how we present this. For some of you, it may not be, you know, going back and forth like Elisa are. It may be you're writing a letter to them this week, mm-hmm. right? You're just going to write, you know, a handful, a few things that you're grateful for. You know, for others, it may be you're going to go sit across from each other. For others, it may be a walk and talk. You're going to do it shoulder to shoulder. Whatever it is, take time this week to do it.
We'll jump in.
Let's jump in. I did mine a little different this year.
Oh. And this is actually one of those episodes where we don't discuss how we're going to do it ahead of time. So,
no, we don't.
So we'll see how Tony's going to do it, and then I'll share how I've done mine.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, if anybody wants to get our free gratitude planner, mm-hmm. by all means, go get it. OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/gratitude. I did print it out, and I looked through it. And there's a page that it's called Monthly Gratitude Tracker. You put the month, and then there are 31 spots in there, so you can put every day.
Okay.
What I ended up doing, though, is I looked at the year, and I went back to January, and then I went, what was I grateful for in that month all the way through November?
Wow.
And so I just sort of wanted to look at like the bigger
themes
picture. Mm-hmm. And so for January of this year, I'm grateful for.
I can't remember January. This is going to be good.
Yeah. I'm grateful for starting our second year of praying together.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to elaborate on that.
No. I mean, what more do I need to elaborate on? I mean...
I was like waiting. I was like, oh, is there, you know, Tony's always the storyteller. I'm like, where's the story behind
well,
it?
Well, I mean, I don't need a storyteller around that. That's just what I'm grateful for.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I took two different approaches to mine. I looked at all six pillars of intimacy, which is another page in that gratitude planner, being able to look at. And then there were also just some highlights over the course of the year for me. So as you, you know, mentioned spiritual intimacy there for me, one of the things that has really stuck out this year is just how we serve our young adult community, our small group together, and what that has looked like to come alongside those young people, to pray for them, and to just be there in their lives as they're navigating their 20s and early 30s.
Yeah. And that would be under our spiritual intimacy pillar.
Yeah. So just piggybacking off of you.
Yep. So February for me, I put cuddling to stay warm during many rainy nights. Because we had a very wet February, and I'm grateful and thankful for that. Literally, I think about that right now because over the last few weeks, even maybe a month, like we haven't been that cuddly. And so when I think back to that time, I was like, oh man, we were like glued together during, like, I just can remember that month and just being, it was colder. And even though we had the heat on, I don't know what it was, but I just remember just cuddling a lot in February.
So for me, in regard to our physical intimacy, so I appreciate that you're serving these up.
I am.
But I'm very aware this year, more so than other years, that we make it a point to kiss goodnight every night.
Yeah.
We may not fall asleep at the same time. I definitely don't turn off my light at the same time that you do. But there is an intentionality that when Tony has turned off his light and he leans over, there is a goodnight kiss every single night that we're together.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot, actually. March, taking care of me with the trip to the ER room.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Ugh. Like, I was having a tough time in March. I was like, what am I grateful for in March? And then I was like, oh, yeah, like we spent... you know, a day in at the ER, and just so thankful for you just watching over me and taking care of me. And it's interesting because you and I don't get sick often, and our children haven't really gone sick much. I mean, the biggest thing we ever had to deal with Alex was an ACL, which was brutal, and it took a lot out of us. But to see you just care for me and be there for me while we had to sit there in the ER was... a blessing, especially when I wasn't sure what was going on with me.
Turned out to just be a little anxiety as we were heading into stress. The six pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway, which is actually, I know I'm jumping ahead to April, but it piggybacks off of the fact that you were very stressed in preparation for it. But for me, doing that first six pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway was incredible, getting to meet so many from the one family, from literally all over the country, couples that we had known for years, couples that we met the first time when they walked into the room.
And become dear friends.
And have become dear friends. That is definitely one of the biggest blessings of this year for me.
Yep. April, it piggybacks on the marriage getaway, but it's a little different because I love all those blessings that you shared. And yet... I just put spending time in the water at our marriage getaway in Cancun.
Because I thought I was going to drown.
because you know what? That was so fun because we had been wanting and have been going on trips. And for so long, we would just hit these trips where we couldn't get in the water.
Yeah.
And it was this trip that, I mean, we just came back from Cancun and we couldn't get in the water. But it was this trip where it was just sort of like, it was the perfect weather. The water was perfect. And we just got to sit in that water and enjoy ourselves. And I mean, I was just so thankful for that because that's one of those memories that I think I'll have forever.
That's so good. You know, and that really ties into, for me, one of the things that I'm grateful for this year, it, specifically through our recreational intimacy, is our travel lifestyle that we've created, and that really ties in, you know, emotional intimacy, financial intimacy, because it's been a dream of ours, not just a dream, a vision that we have had for years and years and years, that we would eventually create one extraordinary marriage to the point that it was location independent. We are literally 7 months away. Six and a half from our daughter graduating from high school, which makes us fully location independent. And so what we've seen this year is just our ability to pick up and travel so much more. And even as we head into the next year going, oh, we've got this trip and this trip and this trip, and we're traveling almost every month. And you and I love to travel, and it's a lot of fun to travel with you. So it's been a huge blessing in my life this year.
Yeah. And when she says that, many of the events that we're going to be going to are our churches and other events. So keep your eyes and ears open, because hopefully we'll be in a city or a town near you, and we'll be able to meet you.
Absolutely. You know what? We want to share more of these with you, and we're going to do that after this break. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you. We're back. And we're continuing to share our blessings this year, not just because this is about what we're grateful for and the fact that so many of you in the One family are a big part of our blessings, but also to demonstrate what it looks like for a couple to share their thoughts, to sit down and say, okay, you know what, whether it's using the gratitude planner and looking at it, you know, day by day over the course of a month, or looking at the six pillars of intimacy, you know, in that framework and saying, okay, what am I specifically grateful for? You can do this a lot of different ways, but it becomes this incredible opportunity to deepen the connection, specifically around your emotional intimacy, as you share this with your spouse. So let's jump back into it.
Yeah. So May for me, I'm grateful for us completing the Six Pillars of Intimacy conflict resolution book. You know, it was again, one of those things, because our lives intertwine between just who we are as a married couple, but what we do here at One Extraordinary Marriage. And I'm just so grateful for the work that we both put in to make that a reality. So thank you for that.
Well, and that's one. I'm just grateful for the impact that the books that we create have on the One family, and what that looks like when you all pick up a book or listen to it on audiobook, and you allow our words to transform who you are.
Yeah. June.
So, June, I get to go first.
Okay, June, you get to go first.
We got to celebrate you turning 50 this year.
Yep. I was going to say day in the desert for my 50th birthday. But then I also added, because I forgot in June, we also did this, that travel season we got to do through the South.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
So we got to go to Atlanta, celebrate my cousin's son's wedding. We got to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and speak at a Carrywell event. Amazing organization down there. Got to go up to North Carolina and hang out with some dear friends.
And speak at Clearview Church.
Yeah, that's right. We did a Six Pillars of Intimacy masterclass there. But that was a blessing. Just, it was fun to travel and work and do things that was sort of out of our normal day-to-day routines.
Absolutely. So let's jump into July, because I already shared June.
June, July. I got walk and talks on the beach because it finally warmed up.
All that rain we had back in February didn't disappear in San Diego until July. He's absolutely right.
It was such a cold year for us here in San Diego that we sort of just dropped off on our walk and talks because we were just like, it's cold, it's rainy, it's gloomy. And then July hit and finally the weather turned. Mm-hmm. And since July, we've gone back into our walk and talks on the beach. And I'm just grateful for that because I love that time. And we were just out there this past weekend and just how low it was. The low tide was super low. We were seeing tide pools that we hadn't seen in years, I mm-hmm. felt like. And I just really am grateful for that time that we get to spend on the beach.
Mm. I'm going to jump ahead to August because I don't necessarily have a specific one for July.
That's fine.
But in August, our son left for Milan. And as of this recording, he's about a week and a half.
August?
Was it September? Wait, when did he go?
September.
Oh, shoot. I was already for August. Okay, sorry. Go back to August, wherever you want to go before I get all emotional about Alex.
Yeah, I'm like, August, that would have been way too long. No, okay, so August for me, because he was still here when the football season started.
Oh, football season.
Yep.
That's
and
right,
so, and season. So for August, I put both of us committing to go to every football game for our final year at Cathedral. Hmm. And you know, I wasn't on board with this because we had a number of away trips. One was to LA was no big deal, although it took us 4.5 hours to get there.
Don't worry about the traffic, dude.
But, you know, it should take us like 2.
Don't worry about it.
But we also got to go to San Francisco, which I was like, I don't know if I want to do these away games.
And let's be a little bit more specific. Tony said, I'm not going to the away games.
Right.
And Elisa said, I'm going without you because it's her final year. You get to choose whether or not you come.
Like, so I went, and I'm just glad that we committed, and I'm glad I committed to just going like, you know what, we're going to do that. And that trip to San Francisco, the trip to Vegas to watch them play, both losses were still memorable in their own ways. And I'm just thankful that we got to experience those.
Well, and that piggybacks into the fact that Abby does graduate. Mm-hmm. June 1 next year. And so grateful that we have a daughter who loves having us around.
Yes.
95% of the time. Yeah. But who talks to us, who wants us at the games. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that us being there and specifically you being there, especially after the hard losses, mm-hmm. when she needed that hug because her heart broke for the loss for the team, it made a difference. And I'm so grateful for your relationship with her, but our relationship with her as we've had these last couple of years where she's mm-hmm. been the only child, being the baby in the family.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So September, we released the Six Pillars of Intimacy monthly planner. And I'm just so grateful for that because that started out with version 1, which was good. And yet, you know, when we had this realization that it could be better. And we heard back from so many people. We went back to the drawing board and updated and worked with our team. And having that come out, I was like, wow. And I think about what we're doing here even today, having that available allows for us to share so many of these mm-hmm. throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And so it was just one of those big accomplishments. Again, I think anytime that we release a book, it's a big accomplishment. I know you do a lot of the writing and all that, but from my side of doing a lot of the working with the team, the design and getting everything set up on KDP, it's like a big undertaking. Mm-hmm. And so I was just grateful that that came out and has been impactful so far to those who've picked it up.
Okay, so now I get to jump into September and Alex.
Now you can get to September.
So in September, our son Alex left for 10 weeks. He has been based in Milan, but has been all over Europe. And as I was saying a few minutes ago, as of this recording, he's about a week and a half mm-hmm. from coming home. And, you know, it's really amazing when you see your kids. And I felt this whole time that he's been gone. Alex is so much braver than I was at his age. Mm-hmm. And to see that he is a young man that's like, I'm just going to go do this. Mom and Dad, I'm going to do it. And he got there and it was really hard because there were just a whole bunch of fiascos when he first landed. And we didn't want him to come home. We wanted him to push through. But to be in a place where even across the ocean, we could encourage him and to see what he has accomplished, just who he is and what he has done while he's been over there. You talk about blessing. When you see your children go further and faster than you ever did, just kind of blows my mind. Mm-hmm. What he has done in this last 10 weeks, 8 weeks. I'm so impressed with who he is as a human being. And specifically, you know, kind of like Abby, the relationship that he has with us to be able to say, you know what, this has been hard, or this is like, here's where I'm at. And he's candid about it. Sometimes it takes him a little while to actually tell us what's going on, but that's okay. He gets there eventually. But just who he is, like, I wouldn't have done that at 20. No. I was too scared of my own shadow at that age to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go to a foreign country for 10 weeks. You know, no problem. But to watch him, oh my gosh.
Well, you had courage. At 19, you met me. At 20, we had our first kiss. So there's courage in a different way. You went from Ohio to Boulder. I'm trying to give you a little credit here.
Okay. It's totally different.
What Alex has done is surpassed us by leaps and bounds. And I think the blessing in all of that, it has drawn us to a place of like, the only thing we can do as parents at times, pray, believe that he is protected, mm-hmm. and know that he is forging his own path.
Kids wings to fly.
And give them wings to fly. And as parents and in your marriage, that can be different for each of you and how you respond to that. And Elise and I are different in how we respond to certain things, especially around our children. And so, but both of us are grateful and thankful for him being safe there, for sure. October, we got to celebrate our 27th anniversary.
Come on.
Which, on the day of this release, we'll actually be in La Jolla spending an evening in a beautiful hotel down there.
A little staycation action.
Yep, because October is typically football time, which this was the last year of it.
Oh, so, that's another blessing, dude.
Yeah. That celebrating 27 years of marriage, to look back again and go, where would we be had we not taken action? Where would we be had we not gone radical? And I say we, and yet many of those years, where would we be if I didn't do something different? Where would we be if Elisa didn't do something different? It's really three things happening. It's the we and the two I's. Mm-hmm. And I'm just blessed that in all of those years, no matter what happened, we stuck by each other. We believed in each other. We stayed on the same team, even when we were far apart. Like, there are many years where we were on the same team, but I think there was probably a football field in between us. But I'm grateful that we got to celebrate 27th and we get to go down to La Jolla and do a little evening away.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think about those 27 years and just the personal growth that's gone on. And one of the things that I really, you know, when it came to emotional intimacy, just thinking back over the course of this year, one of the things that I'm really grateful for is, you know, a personal skill that I've really been working on. And I don't even think I've told you this. I've told a couple of my coaching clients. For those of you that have never met me face to face, and maybe you haven't heard the old podcast episodes about how I would shut down and things like mm-hmm. that, coming into marriage, I had a very high tendency that when we were in conflict, I couldn't look at Tony. My eyes would drop down. It was just, and so this year I made it a mission that during conflict specifically, like, I was going to stare him down. Like, I'm not looking away. I'm not, and been pretty good. I won't say 100% because I can think of at least one time where I was just like so over it that I did look away, but have really focused on being in that place of intentional, like I'm going to stay in this conflict. I'm going to do this. It helps when you write a book called The Six Pillars of Intimacy, Conflict Resolution. You get to practice what you preach. But being in that place of saying, I'm hanging in here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work through my feelings. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to listen. I'm going to engage.
Well, I'm thankful for that because I think we get through them so much quicker when we do have our disagreements and arguments because of that. Mm-hmm. And we resolve it, right? Like that's the whole conflict cycle. We get to that place of resolution. Lastly, because we're not into December yet, November, we talked about this last week. We completed our 7-day sex challenge. You know, that's always, it's always a big thing. And I know somebody was asking about it even this week. You know, why is it always a sex challenge? And I had to think about that. And I said, you know what? Because they go, why is it have to be like just about sex? And I said, you know, it's not. It's so much more. And it's why we wrote Six Pillars of Intimacy, because intimacy is closeness and connection. Mm-hmm. It could be called a sexual intimacy challenge because that's the focus. And yet, as we shared last week, that's not the only thing that happens.
Right.
But it is the catalyst that takes us from our normal day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month lives, and does challenge us in different ways. And we learn from it and we grow from it. So I'm thankful, not just for this one, but the many that we have had. Amazing ones and not so amazing ones that have gotten us to this one, where it was truly amazing in so many different ways. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's one of those things too, where I had written down, as far as sexual intimacy goes, about the sex challenge. And for me this year, it's about so much more than that in terms of the attention that you and I have both given to our health this year. And, you know, really going after, you know, hormone awareness, you know, what are we eating? How are we exercising? Like, it wasn't just, you know, like, yeah, we want to have a great sex challenge. This whole year has really been focused on how are we making this transition from just kind of going through the motions when it comes to our bodies and our health and that type of thing, to being super intentional about it. And I think we've seen the benefits of that. Definitely in our sexual intimacy, but in a lot of different intimacies as well. You know, this has been an incredible year. Not to say that we haven't had challenges, because we have. They usually make it on an episode. But this week, you know, if you're listening to this episode when it first releases, it's Tuesday. You got a couple days until Thanksgiving. You could get your hands on that gratitude planner and jot down some ideas and share them with your spouse. And even if it's not Thanksgiving week, get the gratitude planner, take some time, share what you think and what you've reflected on with your spouse.
Yeah. And lastly, from both Alisa and I, we are blessed to have each and every one of you part of the One family, because it's you guys that drive us to get up each and every day and impact one marriage. And so with that, nobody else may tell you this, but we're thankful for you. And we love you. And we are going to be and continue to pray that you have the extraordinary marriage you desire. So go out there this week. Go let your spouse know it. But do know you have two people here hanging out in San Diego, cheering you on, going, you got this. You got this. Have a great one, you guys. Love you guys.